infectious, to say the least, the Banana Splits theme. I could listen to that on a loop. Keith Roth with Mark Voger, my co-host in the Electric Ballroom, released this book, Groovy, came out this past Wednesday, you know, really capturing the whole 60s psychedelic culture. As I'm perusing through the book for the first time, it's just absolutely awesome. I feel like it's 1967 just by looking through these pages.
I'm so glad to hear it, Keith, because that was my aim. And, of course, yeah, the Banana Splits. When we were kids, that show came on in 68. And when we were kids, you know, we were all, like, high on high C.
Milk Duds.
Or cereal, like Frosted Flakes. And we were just, like, in an altered state of consciousness. And there's no parental supervision. Our parents were sleeping it off, you know.
It was great.
And so we were just like watching these shows and getting our brains twisted, like the Banana Splits and H.R. Puff and stuff, you know, just crazy stuff.
Well, one thing in the book that you talk about is 60s TV.
Yeah, 60s TV, it went through these several phases. Like, the first show that came on that I could say was, like, kind of authentically groovy was probably the Monkees.
Mm-hmm. And because everybody wanted to live in the house with those guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mickey Dolenz told me that everybody assumed that they all... Some people assume that they all still live in that house, which is hilarious. Like, you know, come down the pole, you know, like, and just like, oh, hi, Davey. You know, like, that show, you know, it was very madcap. They improvised a lot of it. They watched the Marx Brothers to prepare. They watched a lot of classic comedy.
Hard Day's Night, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, Hard Day's Night. It was a homage to or ripoff of Hard Day's Night. And the weird thing is, there's always the debate, like, you know, were the Monkees a real band? And they weren't at first. Of course, you know, Don Kirshner was cranking out their songs, style. But over the course of the 2 years, they actually became a band, you know.
They learned how to play as a band.
Yeah, and Mickey Dolenz had one of the greatest voices for top 40 at the time. I mean, he's just golden, and that's just an actor. He was an actor.
I remember the first time I saw Van Halen, and I was like, is that Mickey Dolenz? Like, when I first saw Eddie Van Halen, you know, I mean, Eddie Van Halen looked like Mickey Dolenz.
Right, he's got that kind of scrunch.
The first
face,
look at Eddie Van Halen in my life, I said, I thought that was Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees. I mean, also some other great TV. I mean, Batman was unbelievable back then.
Batman was psychedelic. I don't cover it too much, but it was very colorful, and, you know, the Batusi and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
what a dance.
Yeah, and it's crazy when you watch it. It's like, what? And then, you know, like the show Laughing, you know, it had psychedelic sensibility. You
Goldie
know,
Hawn?
Goldie Hawn or Chelsea Brown.
Yeah.
In a bikini with body paint, dancing to, like, sort of square, you know, groovy music. And of course, it introduced Tiny Tim, who is, like, you know, the ultimate flower child of that period. And he really was like that. He put it on a little, but he really was, you know. I talked to a lot of people who knew him. I met him twice, but I talked to a lot of people who knew him, and they said he was really like that. He played it a little, but he was really like that. And, you know, but he was crazy. And then the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. I mean, they had The Who and Buffalo Springfield and Jefferson Airplane, and, you know, like, had all these. They had their own, like, little mini Woodstock on. All these acts would come on their show, and it got very political. And Tommy Smothers believes that once Richard Nixon was inaugurated, because the Smothers did so much anti-war humor, that Nixon had the show canceled. You know, he believes that, you know, with all his heart. So, you know,
he could be right.
And then on the other end, later on, the Brady Bunch, you know.
You see, I love the Brady Bunch. The Partridge Family, was that 70s?
Partridge Family, it was 70 to 74.
Brady Bunch. 70 kind of makes it into that loop, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that groovy culture, like, lasted into, like, 72, even 73. There was Stragglers, you know, on the radio. There's a couple, like, little hits. The glory period was 67 through 70.
Yeah, yeah, the Summer of Love. It was, like, you know, uncharted waters at that point, the people that were experiencing. I mean, this is a great book. It's groovy. It's available now. Get it at Amazon.com, Target, everywhere.
Yeah, my publisher, tomorrows.com.
I mean, the book is beautiful. I've been going through it since you've been down here. And like I said, it really captures the whole 60s psychedelic movement. And Mark also came down with a great playlist, you know, Electric Ballroom style. What do you want to play next?
Well, Arthur Brown's Fire. I mean, it's just a crazy song. It is so... of its time. When you see, I recommend to ballroom listeners to, you know, find it on YouTube, because he did one of the Top of the Pops, or one of those shows. Or
Carl Palmer.
Carl Palmer, my God. But he's out of his mind, this guy. And when you hear the song, you just think, okay, a guy who looks like that and acts that crazy, that's got to be the guy who sang this song, Fire.
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you...
Doing up.
HR Puffin stuff.
Who's your friend when things get rough, baby?
That's it. Witchy Poo.
Yeah. Yeah. Witchy Poo, which I always thought was like kind of weird because like played by Jack Wilde, had a magic flute.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Witchy Poo wanted. She wanted his magic flute.
Mm.
You know, she'd do anything to get her hands
on his
magic flute. So I always thought, you know, Witchy Poo.
Keith Roth and my co-host, Mark Voger. Good to see you. Good to catch up. You know, we're talking about his awesome book that came out this past week, Groovy, inspired by 60s psychedelic culture. And you'll feel like you're reliving the 60s through this great book.